This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. For most of the country, it's now been 2 weeks of home confinement, a phenomenon widely predicted to change our culture forever. A change may even have begun right away on March 16th, when stuck-at-home High School Musical star Vanessa Hudgens was moved to post this on her Instagram.
It's a virus, I get it, like, I respect it, but at the same time, like, even if everybody gets it, like, yeah, people are gonna die. It's just terrible, but, like, inevitable?
What is the impulse for sharing that, whatever it was, out loud for millions? On Twitter, one popular surmise was chemical. But maybe it was another kind of intoxication. The feeling that having the platform conferred by celebrity demands using it, as Elizabeth Taylor once did to sound the alarm about HIV/AIDS.
Not only is AIDS information imperative in order to save lives, it is also of critical importance in ensuing compassion and dignity to those who are diagnosed.
The same dynamic applied to Live Aid and the Women's March and tsunami relief has increased exponentially with the evolution of social media. Now it's like a 24/7 feed whenever anything's up to inform, commiserate, lecture, consciousness raise, virtue signal, agitate, or just, as in Hudgens' case, speak in tongues. Not that her post was necessarily the most out there. There was, for example, the actress Evangeline Lilly, who proudly Instagrammed about flouting social distancing rules for herself and small children. Naturally, she was flamed in the comments as a reckless idiot. Whereupon, she doubled down, portraying herself as a righteous defender of personal liberty against insane overreaction akin to martial law. Turns out Lily isn't a reckless mom. She's Patrick freaking Henry. Quote, "Some people value their lives over their freedom. Some people value freedom over their lives. We all make choices." Okay. By the way, if the name Evangeline Lilly doesn't ring a bell, she was a star of the show Lost.
Why the hell would you do something so stupid?
To save your life.
My life don't need saving.
You want to die? Because that's what's going to happen.
That's Lost. Then there's Lost in Space. Singer-songwriter Carrie Hilson tweeting that the pandemic can be traced to radiation from 5G wireless service. Because, duh. Luckily, Hilson has only 4.2 million Twitter followers. One Twitterer, a gentleman who calls himself Mazzy Marvin the Paranoid Android, was having none of it. "This," he tweeted, "is why we should be worried about the platform fame gives otherwise stupid celebrities who happen to have one or two talents." Which response not only very subtly expresses annoyance, but also may reflect early signs of that paradigm shift. As writer Amanda Hess mused in the New York Times, the bully pulpit of celebrity is beginning to wear out its welcome. In the midst of gathering catastrophe, she wrote, "Our awareness has never been so easy to rouse and misuse. Celebrities have a captive audience of traumatized people who are glued to the internet, eyes darting toward trending topics for clues to processing the unimaginable horrors looming just outside, and instead are finding Madonna bathing in a rose petal-strewn bath." No, really, an actual video of Madonna in candlelit refuge, naked because she's in the bathtub and because she's Madonna, meditating on the incomprehensible egalitarianism of it all.
That's the thing about COVID-19. It doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are, how funny you are, how smart you are, where you live. It's the great equalizer. And what's terrible about it is what's great about it. What's terrible about it is it's made us all equal in many ways.
Wonderful in a way, she says, because the virus doesn't privilege privilege. Terrible because I don't even want to guess what she's getting at. Amanda Hess points out that entertainment celebrity has always traded on the wealth and fame that offers fans a vicarious glimpse of the unattainable. But the same unattainability that once drove media from gossip columns to the lifestyles of the rich and famous to E! Entertainment television is suddenly triggering resentment.
Hold the whole tray and watch what you do.
Last week, Jennifer Lopez posted a video from the manicured backyard at fiancé Alex Rodriguez's palatial Miami estate of Alex being served Perrier on a tray by their 12-year-old boy on his hoverboard.
Okay, go!
J-Lo tweeted, "We can't go out to any restaurants or anything, but the service and entertainment here is pretty good."
Hey!
Then the kid hoverboards right into the, if I may say, pretty nice swimming pool. You guys, the hilarity was such a welcome tonic to her 45 million followers that one gushed, "I got laid off." Another tweeted back, "Ma'am, could you Venmo me $1,000, please?" Many social media users were equally moved by entertainment mogul David Geffen, who sent a sunset message from his shelter in place in the Southern Caribbean. "Isolated in the Grenadines," Geffen wrote, "avoiding the virus. Avoiding it from the lonely seclusion of his yacht, the Rising Sun, approximately the size of Jupiter." Some on social media seem to find this a bit tone deaf, which would be ironic because Geffen made most of his money in the music industry. And so, fittingly, the billionaire quickly became the subject of a song by John Mayer.
"It's a drone shot of my yacht. It's all I got. I'm alone on the water. Let me flex these specs. 456 feet, 6 or 7 decks.
Ah, yes. As Victor Hugo famously wrote, "Music expresses that which cannot be said and on which it is impossible to be silent. Although sometimes you wish it would just shut up."
"Imagine there's no heaven.
It's easy if you try.
No hell below us."
That was actress Gal Gadot and celebrity pals reimagining John Lennon's Imagine for the coronavirus age. Amy Adams, Mark Ruffalo, Natalie Portman, Jimmy Fallon, and more being all earnest or whatever. For all its "We Are the World" solidarity and emotional generosity, Imagine Part 2, The Revenge, did not sit well with the hitherto adoring fans. Some found it vapid, others banal. Still others, threadbare, hackneyed, and trite. As comedian Josh Gondelman concluded, quote, "No politician can unify people in the way that the Imagine video seems to have united every single person against it." One common complaint was the 1-2 punch of self-righteous preening and hypocrisy. A reply to Gondelman from Twitter user Manti Meow said, quote, "It's rich people singing one of the worst songs ever at us in a cloying grab for attention and faux charity. It's the worst thing in my life, including COVID-19 and the Balkan Holocaust." Oh, and on the subject of tone deafness, I give you Natalie Portman, Pedro Pascal, and Mark Ruffalo.
"Nothing to kill or die for.
Imagine no possessions.
Brotherhood of Man.
Oh, the humanity. The actual off-keyness is what most flummoxed OTM producer Zandra Ellen, who couldn't get her head around why professional performers seeking to convey a sentiment wouldn't begin with, you know, professional performance. Here she is recreating that moment from our editorial meeting on Monday.
I mean, that's not how art works.
So has all the Hollywood social mediating glowed garish under what New York Times political reporter Astrid Herndon called, quote, a blacklight for celebrity clownship? No. For every Vanessa Hudgens, there's a Kylie Jenner amplifying the Surgeon General's virus hygiene checklist.
Please stay inside, you guys. Please stay inside. Practice social distancing, self-quarantine.
Cardi B pointing out that celebrities sometimes get past the bouncers because they're on the coronavirus testing VIP list.
If a celebrity is saying, hey, listen, I don't have no symptoms. I'm feeling good. I feel healthy. I don't feel like nothing. But I went and got tested and I'm positive for the coronavirus. That caused confusion.
NBA superstar Stephen Curry getting the straight dope from Dr. Anthony Fauci.
You know, how is COVID-19 different from the flu in terms of, you know, how it, you know, interacts with the body and just how it spreads?
Well, it's similar in some respects, Steph, in that it's a respiratory illness that's transmitted by the respiratory route.
And Food Network host Ina Garten offering an urgent survival tip.
Stay safe. Have a very good time, and don't forget the cocktails.
And then there was the wisdom of Curb Your Enthusiasm's Larry David, who went way off brand this week to famesplain.
The problem is you're passing up a fantastic opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to stay in the house, sit on the couch, and watch TV. I mean, I don't know how you're passing that up. Well, maybe because you're not that bright.
Thanks, Larry. Me, I'm fully committed to Tiger King. Meantime, please remember, be against poverty. Be against war. Be against racism. Follow me on Twitter at Bobosphere. Buy all of my books. We're all gonna die. I'm Bob Garfield. That's it for this week's show. On the Media is produced by Alana Casanova-Burgess, Michael Loewinger, Leia Feder, John Hanrahan, and Zandra Ellen. This week, we bid adieu to producer Asta Chaturvedi, who will be leaving our Zoom meetings to join Zoom meetings at a different media company. Asta, we will miss you terribly. All the best in the new situation. We had more help from Anthony Bansi and Eloise Blondio, and our show was edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineers this week were Sam Baer and Josh Hahn.
Katya Rogers is our executive producer. On the Media is a production of WNYC Studios. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.